I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Ulla Peterson. She is the founder and director of Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Miss Charlotte.
And so you are having, as you do every year, your annual benefit art show. It's tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 4. What's going on?
Okay, we have, it's a benefit for our old animals. We have a hospice and elder care facility for old animals, dogs and horses and poultry. And this is a benefit for them that artists, local artists that are animal lovers, have donated wonderful pieces of very unique artwork that we have as a show all around the barns and the trees. So it's very rustic and organic, and it's a great time to visit the sanctuary, meet all the animals, and support them at the same time.
And you've got some wonderful animals out there. You always have a greeter. There was this old dog named Salvador who was there for years and years. Then he finally passed on. And now you've got some new dogs who, when people come in, they say hello and welcome.
Yes, they do. Lots of wagging tails, big smiles. Some of them a little sloppy, but wear your clothes that can handle the sloppy kisses. It's a happy place. And yes, we have greeters that are now Buffy, and we have Mitch Romeo, and we have Doodlebug, and we have Iskaya, who is still greeting folks. He's 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness. He's a 20-year-old dog.
Yeah. And she's a black lab mix, and she's out and about all day long, has to check out things, and just a happy... So come meet her and support the animals at the same time.
So there's wonderful art that people can buy. There's activities for kids. It's a really good day for children to come out there.
It's a real family event, too. And, of course, we have refreshments. There's lots of shade, and now it's nice and green. And you can wander around and really enjoy the sense of sanctuary for these old animals.
And I always talk about the dogs because I love dogs, but the beautiful horses, and then these birds, these peacocks and some of these other geese and ducks and so on.
Yeah, we are a sanctuary also for poultry, and so we have a great variety of, there's turkeys and there's peacocks and ducks and guinea hens and regular or not so regular chickens, and they're, of course, they're all rescued.
Yeah.
And it's so important to really give sanctuary also to our animals that are in generally considered food animals and not giving much presence anywhere.
Now, how do you get a rescue peacock?
Well, it varies. Just like any of the other, they're all rescued. Sometimes it's people have to move. Sometimes the mate has died. Sometimes they've gotten out someplace and just gotten lost. We find them on the road. And the chickens, too. They come through animal control sometimes. They come through the shelters. Sometimes it's people that can't, maybe for health reasons, keep them any longer. All kinds of situations, yeah.
And, of course, the same with the horses and the dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all rescue. We try primarily to take those in that have no resources whatsoever. Of course, we get many calls every day, and I am just so sorry that we can't take them all. We have to have limits on.
Yeah, you'd need a skyscraper if you took all of the animals that people wanted to give you.
We would. I wish we could. It's one of the hard parts of the job. But we have to make sure that we have boundaries on, that we can take care of those that we take in, and we give them highly individualized care, and we focus on wellness as opposed to sick old animals. So they are happy, content, and this is their last place. They are not up for adoption, so don't worry about, you know, having to take anyone home.
Right.
This is their last home, and we, of course, go with the hospice model when it gets to that point. We do supportive care. Some die peacefully on their own, and others we do go to euthanasia if that's necessary. And that happens at the sanctuary by our veterinarian, and it's very lovingly done and peaceful.
And there's a kind of altar with the ashes of the animals and pictures of the animals. It's really one of the most, I always have you on when you're about to do the annual art show, because it's one of the most peaceful places, despite or because of or whatever, all these animals all over the place. It's just so nicely organized, and it has this all these shade trees, and even in droughts, it feels kind of lush and moist in your place.
And rich, if I may say, in spirit, because I feel so much that all of those that have gone before us, they're still with us in spirit, and they contribute so much ongoingly. It's not like they're just gone forever. They're really with us now in a different way and support us in the realm of spirit, really. And they really support that we are mindful of the spirit in everything. That, yes, we can have tears when they leave us, but we are also aware that they go back into the world of spirit. And it's really a very beautiful thing at the same time to partake in that mystery as I see it.
Ola Peterson is founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. They are on the web at kindredspiritsnm.org. The number is 505-471-5366. And it's just 20 minutes south of Santa Fe on Highway 14. So if you just go south, you will see, you pass the Lone Butte General Store, and you will see it right over there on your right.
It's just an additional half a mile, and there will be signs on the road. And I should say we are also on Facebook right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Ola, thank you so much for being here, and we will see you tomorrow at the art show between 10 and 4.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.